Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, September 12th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a bizarre, dystopic ride it is, as usual. Things just don't seem to let up these days. It's interesting. I was listening to Donald Trump yesterday. His talk at the Commander-in-Chief Forum at Cleveland, Ohio, at the Cleveland, Ohio rally. I feel like Rain Man saying that. Cleveland, Ohio. Anyway, about $100. So I was listening to Donald Trump's diatribe on Hillary Clinton that lasted several minutes. I think that lasted somewhere around 30 minutes in total at the Cleveland Arts and Social Sciences Academy. Well, he had some interesting points. Ever the opportunist, the consummate terminal opportunist, he did have some good points, but as always, he sounds very much like Hitler to me. In the sense that I hear this closet fascist tendency, it's this ever creeping, heavy handed dictatorial tendency. And I wonder, America, do you sense this? I've mentioned the general underlying premise from Hayek's The Road to Serfdom, Chapter 10, titled "Why the Worst Get on Top." I'm sure Donald Trump means well. I'm sure that he thinks that he means well, I believe. But it's interesting. The similarities between the picture that Hayek paints in The Road to Serfdom and Why the Worst Get on Top, and as I've said before, the general underlying premise in Chapter 10 is we presume, and this is a gross oversimplification, but we presume, sure, Nazi Germany because Hitler, and we don't realize, we don't seem to understand, it's the opposite. Sure, Hitler because Nazi Germany. I mentioned this again last week, going into the weekend anniversary of 9/11, which is just, we live in a cartoonish, Orwellian, dystopic nightmare in America these days. In the post 9/11 era, where 9/11 is almost it's a soundbite that's almost it enjoys the same kind of social status as Google does as a verb, for example. I Googled it. These are strange things. 9/11 shouldn't be a term that is enshrined this way. The perpetual emergency or state of emergency shouldn't be a thing. And that's the state we live in. It took about 100 years, but the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, haha, finally seems to have gotten its way. We live in a perpetual state of emergency. Back in the early days of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, they set about to create a change in life, to alter life in America, to coincide with the comfortable merger with the Soviet Union that Ford Foundation President Rowan Gaither disclosed to the director of research of the Rees Committee, Mr. Norman Dodd, back in the 50s during the Rees Committee's investigation of some of the largest nonprofit foundations in the country for allegedly un-American and even anti-American sentiments and activities being funded and conducted by these foundations. That was proven, by the way. So in the minutes of their initial meetings, they disclosed that at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, that they were setting about to create this change, and they settled on the notion that the best, most effective, surest way to create this change was through a state of war. So they immediately set about getting America into a perpetual state of war. This is information that was uncovered by the Rees Committee's Catherine Casey. She was a plant on the committee. She was supposed to uncover nothing, find nothing. And yet, she came away with this shocking revelation that so profoundly shocked her personally that she could never work the same again. It was profoundly life-altering for her. That reality should be for the rest of us too. So we'll talk more about this in the wake of the 15th anniversary of September 11th, 2001. As we mark that, what have we learned? We'll talk more about that and other fun things. But for now, I want to start with kind of a high-level overview of what's happening and where we are. This is
the issue of centralization.
I want to give you a short video it's from the second channel, the documentation Hidden History and the Deep Politics information by Aaron and Melissa Dykes over at True Stream Media. But this is from their second channel titled Informed Dissent. So this video, you can obviously find on YouTube yourself, titled Globalized, Centralized, Compacted. They Cull the Population to Make Us Rely on Government. This is not an attempt to scare people. This is an attempt to shed light on the troubling reality in which we find ourselves. So give this a listen. Go ahead, please.
Centralization is happening on a literal micro and macro level. World War II is without a doubt a pivotal moment in our history. But one of the most overlooked consequences of World War II was the centralization of our life. Governments became increasingly collectivized, whether it was fascism in Mussolini's Italy, whether it was Nazism, whether it was Russia's Soviet communism system, or even FDR's New Deal system. The world got more and more collectivized. Socialist governments rose, and whatever name they went under, society in general was under more government control than ever before. And along with it, a centralized food system, a centralized media system, and ruled by experts who more and more planned out our lives and sold it to us, packaged it, and attracted us to where they wanted us to go. The 1992 Rio Summit, the United Nations Earth Summit on Sustainable Development, where they made important declarations for what became known as Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century.
Agenda 21, to President, distinguished delegates, establishes for the first time a framework for the systemic cooperative action required to effect the transition to sustainable development. And its some 115 program areas define the concrete actions required to carry out this transition.
All this factors in to what kind of lifestyle you can have in a concentrated smart city, compacted in the name of saving the environment. Smaller spaces, smaller cars, upwards and inwards, smaller footprints, more people living in less space than ever before. The issue with smart cities is one of centralization. Physically compacted into dense urban zones, double the size of existing population centers. But there's also the centralization of power, a global centralization. The very issue of climate change has been centered around being a planetary scale problem.
We have to face up. Global risks like those of climate change and ozone depletion have become more immediate and acute.
Because of climate change, you're supposed to use less energy, have less impact on the globe, have a smaller family. On the macro level, it's all about expanding global power. Look what happened with the nuclear issue.
The atomic age was born.
In the wake of the bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki at the end of World War II, other countries got a hold of nuclear power and it became a global threat that needed a global response.
There is no denying that since that moment, the shadow of the atom bomb has been across all our lives.
Rationale for creating the United Nations, which in part could help to control nuclear proliferation.
That a realistic control of atomic weapons can and will be achieved.
And it gave more global power because of a crisis that was too big for one nation or group of nations to contain. The same thing is happening with climate change. It's an issue too big for countries or individuals. It takes a global response.
This conference must establish the foundations for effecting the transition to sustainable development. This can only be done through fundamental changes in our economic life. Environment must be integrated into every aspect of our economic policy and decision making.
This gives a mandate for more global control. The United Nations has tried to push for regulating carbon dioxide, for instituting a carbon tax.
Emission permits that are tradable internationally. Taxes on polluting products or activities like the CO2 taxes now being levied or proposed.
Global environmental issues in a big way.
Central to the issues that we are going to be dealing with here are patterns of production and consumption in the industrialized world that are undermining the Earth's life support systems. This is the other part of the population problem. The fact that every child born in the developed country consumes 20 to 30 times the resources. This growth model is simply not sustainable for the rich, nor can it be replicated by the poor.
If everybody's raising living standards to the point where everybody's got a car, and everybody's got air conditioning, and everybody's got a big house, the planet will boil over.
We are now a species out of control. Each individual person is precious, and the planet must honor and support all its children. But overall, this growth cannot continue. Population must be stabilized, and rapidly. To continue along this pathway could lead to the end of our civilization.
Human activity will be reined in, including energy use, the amount of services, and the amount of consumption that people can have.
We need to meet a new constraint, and that constraint has to do with CO2.
Look at Bill Gates' 2010 TED Talk, where he talked about
how we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero.
How we have to bring the amount of carbon dioxide close to zero.
CO2 that you want to get to zero.
By bringing one of the numbers in his equation close to zero.
First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on
new vaccines, healthcare,
reproductive health services. We could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
This was all just echoing decades of population control, eugenics, and attempts at elitist control over the population so they could have more of those that they wanted in society and fewer of those that they didn't.
The transition to a more energy efficient economy that weans us off our overdependence on fossil fuels is imperative to the achievement of sustainable development.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember, I still want you. And in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Welcome back.
So, compliments of Sinatra. This is the mess we create for ourselves when we allow ourselves to be beguiled by the suggestibilists, I would say. That's really the underlying premise there. We're watching a video right now, or listening, as it were, to the video by Aaron and Melissa Dykes at their alternate YouTube channel. You can find it over there at Informed Dissent. The title is Globalized, Centralized, Compacted. They call the population to make us rely on government. That's Aaron Dykes talking, and you've heard several times from Maurice Strong at the 1992 Rio Earth Summit, where there are all kinds of diabolical machinations announced. And that's Maurice Strong himself, who recently passed away. Would that his bad guy machinations went with him. However, they live on in his absence. Anyway, let's continue with that video. Go ahead, please.
Building sustainable development buildings, concentrated growth, mixed development, places where mostly single people live, mostly in their 20s and 30s. And they're going to bring even more people into the city by encouraging living in tiny micro apartments, driving smaller smart cars, and by using and having less. Having families will become discouraged because it'll become more burdensome and more expensive.
Countries must leave here with confidence to commit themselves to the substantial reorientations of policies and redeployment of their own resources called for Agenda 21.
People in the midst of society in their middle working years are finding less and less high-paying industrial blue-collar jobs that once made for a vibrant middle class and strong middle-class families. Instead, things have shrunk down to what's often part-time, lower-paying, service-oriented jobs, because suddenly the traditional manufacturing has evaporated overseas in the days of globalization. But now the baby boomers are aging. They're starting to need a lot of medical care. Many of them are facing cancer, heart disease, degenerative disease in numbers never before seen in society. They're increasingly having to turn to a social safety net, to an increasingly socialized medical care system, increasingly to government provided services like Medicare and Medicaid, as well as to the transition to Obamacare medicine. How incredible is that, that they're having, at the same time, fewer children to take care of them. Those fewer children are having even fewer children. Maybe one, maybe two at the most, maybe none at all. Who's going to take care of them when they get older? Well, they're going to rely on no one but themselves and their relationship to the increasingly centralized government. And the children that they might have will be almost entirely wards of the state. They'll be raised as global citizens. But what happens when the population's reduced? Look in extremity to that movie, Children of Men. What happens when no one can have children at all? It's a complete chaotic police state, and you rely upon central control and what you're allowed to do.
I can't really remember when I last had any hope, and I certainly can't remember when anyone else did either. Because really, since women stopped being able to have babies, what's left to hope for?
You have no one else to turn to, and the rest is up to the socialized system. If they're there for you, you might be okay. But if that system is threatened, stressed, if it collapses, or if it simply no longer cares about you, well, you're in the crosshairs.
Sustainable development is the only viable pathway. Fortunately, that pathway is still an option, but the option is closing.
Yikes. That's what bad guys intend for us all, the ne'er-do-wells, the old-school bad guys, the suggestibilists, as I call them. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendovite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to Road Warrior Radio. This Monday, September 12th, 2016, bottom of the first hour of today's broadcast. And we will reflect a little bit on September 11th. Probably more at the opening of the second hour. I want to talk a little bit about that. It's interesting. We've come so far. We've come 15 years down the road since September 11, 2001. What have we learned? Where are we now? Can you believe it's already been 15 years? I can't. It's just unbelievable. What have we learned? You know, we've had revelations along the way. That will lead us to believe that what we are now engaged in overseas is probably not a good idea. For instance, whatever happened to the Jeffersonian concept from his first inaugural address, that is, of equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political, peace, commerce, an honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. Whatever happened to that concept? Where did it go? When did our hijacked representative government decide for us or on our behalf to forego the aforementioned in lieu of the Machiavellian enemy of my enemy is my friend nonsense? That alternative. Incidentally, the broader quote from Thomas Jefferson's first inaugural address is very insightful and instructive. Whatever happened to that concept? From Jefferson's first inaugural address, he said, "About to enter, fellow citizens, on the exercise of duties which comprehend everything dear and valuable to you, it is proper you should understand what I deem the essential principles of government, of our government, and consequently those which ought to shape its administration." This, you can be sure, was a speech written by Thomas Jefferson himself. The ideals that he elucidated, so to speak, were his own, not from some eloquent speechwriter. And not in the sophistry fashion of today, the artful linguists of today. Continuing, Jefferson said, "I will compress them within the narrowest compass they will bear, stating the general principle but not all its limitations. Equal and exact justice to all men of whatever state or persuasion, religious or political. Peace, commerce, and honest friendship with all nations, entangling alliances with none. The support of the state governments, capital S, in all their rights, as the most competent administrations for our domestic concerns and the surest bulwarks against anti-republican tendencies. The preservation of the general government in its whole constitutional vigor, as the sheet anchor of our peace at home and safety abroad. A jealous care of the right of election by the people, a mild and safe corrective of abuses which are lopped by the sword of revolution when peaceable remedies are unprovided, absolute acquiescence in the decisions of the majority, the vital principle of republics, for which no appeal but to force, the vital principle of immediate parent, the vital principle and immediate parent of despotism, a well-disciplined militia, our best reliance in peace and for the first moments of war till regulars may relieve them, the supremacy of the civil over the military authority, economy in the public expense, that labor may be lightly burdened, the honest payment of our debts and sacred preservation of the public faith, encouragement of agriculture and of commerce as its handmaid, the diffusion of information and arraignment of all abuses at the bar of the public reason, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, and freedom of person under the protection of the habeas corpus, and trial by juries impartially selected. Imagine. We emphasize jury of one's peers these days and the hijinks that goes on there, but what about impartially selected? Can you imagine? Have you seen the jury selection process lately? These principles form the bright constellation which has gone before us and guided our steps through an age of revolution and reformation. The wisdom of our sages and blood of our heroes have been devoted to their attainment. They should be the creed of our political faith, the text of civic instruction, the touchstone by which to try the services of those we trust. And should we wander from them in moments of error or alarm, let us hasten to retrace our steps and to regain the road which alone leads to peace, liberty, and safety. Wise, astute words from Thomas Jefferson. With that, I want to dive into another video. Again, this is all as a lead up to reflection of 9/11 discussion. There's much that we could talk about. Where are we now? We seem immersed in this fascist quagmire of the technocratic oligarchy that we live in. And you can rest assured that we do live in such a quagmire. It's not a secret. One of my favorite points of note along those lines is Peter Thiel's mention of the same, as noted by Breitbart. As I mention on a regular basis, probably at least once a week. On Tuesday, March 31st last year, 2015, at George Mason University, at a talk. During the talk titled The Future of Innovation, a conversation between Tyler Cohen and Peter Thiel, Peter Thiel said, calling our society a democracy is very misleading. We're not a republic. We're not a constitutional republic. We live in a state that's dominated by these technocratic agencies. And he was absolutely right. He would know. This is a guy who is part of what I call the Bruce Wayne Club, the billionaire, 40-something, wunderkind, you know, the folks with unlimited resources at their disposal who are remaking the world in the devil's image for him, so to speak, as he intimated that he would, as we hear hinted at in passages in the Bible like Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, I will ascend above the heights of heaven. I will become like the Most High. Without getting off on that tangent, Peter Thiel was absolutely right. He's in a good position to know. He is very influential. He was the co-founder of PayPal, recruited his fellow Stanford alum Reid Hoffman over to PayPal. Both of them are billionaires. He's obviously influential in a variety of other ways as well, but has been very politically active, and most recently has used his considerable wealth and influence to bully people in the bully pulpit, essentially. He is obviously not an advocate for free speech. He's also this seeming paradox should get people thinking, but he's also not only a member of the Bilderberg Steering Committee, but he is also a Ron Paul supporter. So think about that a little bit. The technocrats support what most would consider libertarian ideals. Think a little bit harder about that. So that's kind of an interesting seeming paradox, though it is not. And So Peter Thiel is absolutely right. How do we extricate ourselves from this mess then? Well, it's certainly not by playing into the hands of the technocrats and the suggestibilists' arguments that safety and convenience are the order of the day, that those should dictate our every move. I would retreat to Thomas Jefferson's words again from his first inaugural address. The words that he gave us, the concepts, the essential principles of our government, as he put it. Those principles, as he said, form the bright constellation which has gone before us and guided our steps through an age of revolution and reformation. The wisdom of our sages and the blood of our heroes have been devoted to their attention or to their attainment. They should be the creed of our political faith, the text of our civic instruction, the touchstone by which to try the services of those we trust. Are they? And should we wander from them in moments of error or alarm, let us hasten to retrace our steps and to regain the road which alone leads to peace, liberty, and safety. Do we enjoy the concepts of peace, liberty, and safety? Well, perhaps between our ears, but that's about as far as we enjoy them, unfortunately. So I want to give you the second video here in a second. And this is let me just say this is a clip from Luke Radowski's interview of David Icke, and I will preface by saying I have not historically been a David Icke fan per se, or a Luke Radowski fan for that matter, and some of David's stuff is just way too far out for my taste. But this video has some moments that are on point. Like everything else, you know, you got to have, if you're going to tell a lie, you got to have at least a little bit of truth in it for people to identify with it. So there are some key sound bites. One key sound bite comes at the 13-minute mark. We'll hear that. We'll play this into the top of the second hour, but it's a key sound bite. At the 13-minute mark, you hear David Icke say, "The alternative media, in its most effective way and expression, should be realizing that anything that divides is serving that which they say they're challenging." He talks about what he believes, or what in his mind constitutes alternative media and so forth, but the alternative media in its most effective way and expression should be realizing that anything that divides is serving that which they say they're challenging. So to play a part in adding to that division is actually doing the very opposite and serving the same force that they've spent all these years saying they were challenging. The alternative is not division, but it's coming together. So we'll hear more from that interview. Again, David Icke and Luke Radowski, not necessarily a fan, but there's some good points. And then we'll talk more about that, reflect on that, particularly with the 15th anniversary of September 11th in view. So without further ado, here is that video titled "Why Donald Trump is Not the Answer, Alternative Media, David Icke and We Are Change, September 2016. Go ahead, please.
This is Radowski of WeAreChange.org outside of Ground Zero, and in this video we have a very important message. Paradigms are going to be shifted, and this is going to be one of the most important videos that we release. We are joined by the man, the myth, the legend, the one and only David Icke himself. He's here in New York. He's doing a special show. We're going to be giving out tickets to the show in New York City at the end of this video. But most importantly, before we get into all of that, We had a very important conversation last night, especially when it comes to the state of alternative media. What is the state of alternative media, David?
Well, I think it's sad the way some of the alternative media has gone. In fact, quite a significant part of it, particularly in the United States. Because people use this term, alternative media, as if it's like one thing. It's not. It's a vast spectrum of perception and view that goes from almost indistinguishable from the mainstream, right across to, well, people like me who are challenging and questioning everything, including the official version of reality itself. And that's fine. People can work in their particular area of interest, but the common theme for me that makes it the alternative media, wherever it is in that spectrum, is that it is questioning, exposing, and challenging the official version of whatever the subject area it's operating in. And what I'm seeing since the emergence of Donald Trump is a regression from that in terms of significant parts of the alternative media, particularly in the United States. The alternative media's basic foundation in relation to politics has been that, in effect, it doesn't matter who you vote for because the same hidden hand gets in.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines
pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom.
Welcome back. Final segment of the first hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. We're listening now to Luke Radowski's recent interview of David Icke. Again, I'm really not a fan, quite frankly, of either of the two, but David Icke makes some valid points, and then, well, we'll talk about what also happened. So go ahead with that.
So it doesn't matter if it's Republican or Democrat or Labour or Conservative in Britain. Basically, the same political class is in control, and thus nothing changes. It's actually deeper than that, the reason nothing changes, but that's fair enough at that level as well. Since the emergence of Donald Trump, suddenly much of that has changed. Suddenly Donald Trump, this vacuous, demagogic man who just comes out with stock phrases about everything without any substance, without any explanation of how these things are going to be brought about. This man who plays on people's fears, on people's prejudices, that somehow this man is going to take on what they call the globalists. And as a result of that, the narrative has changed in these parts of the alternative media from you can't trust any of them, it's all a rigged system, to actually it is rigged but against Trump in favor of Clinton. And what I see is some areas of the alternative media becoming little more than an alternative Fox News, who are pushing this, well, Republican candidate in theory, this man promoting himself as the man who's going to make America great again. What does that mean, Donald? We never hear that. And so we have moved back from the narrative that made the alternative media different, which is it's not the person you should be looking at. It's the system. It's the system that says, in almost every country, not least America, that there are two parties, sometimes three, but usually two, that have any chance of forming a government. So you vote for Party A and they get into government and you don't like what they do. So to get Party A out, you vote for Party B and they get into government. Then you don't like what they do because they're just a continuation of what Party A did. But to get Party B out, you've got to go back and vote for Party A. And so you have this bang, 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 bang about change between two masks on the same face. But what has changed in this Trump era, from the moment he started to basically run for the Republican nomination, is that that's been forgotten, and suddenly Trump is different. And he's actually, in many ways, dictated the way that these parts of the alternative media are reporting things.
Uncertainty has become the talking point when it comes to financial markets. One thing is becoming certain, safe haven assets. Hard assets are now becoming the choice of informed investors. The most recognized and valued hard asset is gold. The highest performing asset this year is gold. Trust gold to protect and grow your IRA or 401k. Central banks and billionaires are doing the same thing. Choose a more stable asset that has tremendous upside potential. As these uncertain times threaten the markets, your decision to reduce your exposure to these markets before further negative effects to your portfolio would be well-timed. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to transfer your existing IRA into an actual physical gold and silver IRA. American Bullion is the pioneer of gold IRAs. They handle all the details for you. Call 1-800-GOLD-IRA to get prepared. Start protecting and growing your IRA and 401k before the next crash. American Bullion. 1-800-GOLD-IRA.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.